Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide episodes 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays for now. I know we say your team every day as part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and that is normally the case, but this shutdown has limited us to 3 days a week for now. And coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the Giants releasing their 60-man player pool, which actually was 51 names. We'll talk about why. We'll talk about who's on that list and who's not on that list, and then a Giants top prospect who has tested positive for COVID-19. So jumping right into it, the Giants were the last team to reveal their 60-man player pool. There was some thought that perhaps this could have something to do with an imminent signing. We've heard them connected to Yasiel Puig for months, but in fact, that was not the case, and they just released these names later than anybody on Monday. And it's been reported that the holdup had to do with them restructuring deals with four players on minor league contracts who are not on the 40-man roster. So they released these four players and then re-signed them all. And those players were Pablo Sandoval, Trevor Cahill, Yolmer Sanchez, and Billy Hamilton. So what's interesting about the Giants roster right now and about this player pool is that several guys who figure to make the team are not on the 40-man roster. And so in order to be on that active major league roster, you have to be on the 40-man roster. The 40-man roster is full right now. There are 40 guys on it. And in order to get these other guys onto the major league team, we're going to have to see them bump certain players off the 40-man roster. And so we got a little bit of a sneak peek as to who may be in trouble on the 40-man roster because some players on the 40-man roster were not in this 60-man player pool. I know this is a little bit complicated, but why don't I just read through who the names are on this 60-man player pool, and then we'll talk about who's surprisingly on it and who's surprisingly not on this list. There are 33 40-man players on the player pool roster, and those include the following pitchers: Sean Anderson, Tyler Anderson, Sam Coonrod, Johnny Cueto, Harleen Garcia, Kevin Gausman, Trevor Gott, Danny Jimenez, the Rule 5 pick, Connor Menez, Wandy Peralta, Derek Rodriguez, Tyler Rogers, Jeff Samardzija, Sam Selman, Drew Smyly, Andy Suarez, Tony Watson, and Logan Webb. Moving on to 40-man roster position players, the Giants have Buster Posey. And then moving on to 40-man roster infielders, we've got Abiatal Avellino, Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, Mauricio Dubon, Wilmer Flores, Evan Longoria, and Donovan Solano. 40-man outfielders, Jaylen Davis, Alex Dickerson, Steven Duggar, Joe McCarthy, Hunter Pence, Austin Slater, and Mike Yastrzemski. So then those are the 40-man guys, and then there are 18 non-roster invitees who are part of this 60-man player pool. And those players are pitchers Trevor Cahill, Tyler Sear, Rico Garcia, Luis Madero, Carlos Navas, Trevor Oakes, and Andrew Triggs. Catchers, non-roster catchers, Joey Bart, Rob Brantley, Tyler Heineman. Non-roster infielders, Zach Greene, Marco Luciano, Darren Ruff, Yolmer Sanchez, and Pablo Sandoval. And non-roster outfielders are Billy Hamilton, Elliot Ramos, and Joey Rickard. So anyway, that's a long list. It's kind of complicated to keep track, but significantly only 33 40-man players. And then these non-roster invitees whom the Giants released and then re-signed, Andrew Baggerly in The Athletic today reported that the Giants have basically assured them that they will be on the opening day roster. And so that's four guys, Pablo Sandoval, Yolmer Sanchez, Billy Hamilton, and Trevor Cahill, who should take over 40-man spots for somebody. So which seven 40-man players are not on this list? Well, I guess it's actually not seven, because the Giants were able to clear a couple of 40-man spots by putting Tyler Beattie on the 45-day injured list and outrighting right-handed pitcher Anderson Franco to AAA. So that leaves Melvin Adon, right-handed pitcher, Yandel Gustave, right-handed pitcher who played a significant role in the big leagues with the Giants last season, Chris Shaw, a guy who's had cameos with the Giants the last couple of years, Kian Wong, the left-handed hitting infielder, Jose Siri, right-handed hitting outfielder the Giants claimed off waivers earlier this season, as four guys who are on the 40-man roster but left off the player pool. So that's a pretty good indication that those four guys may be DFA candidates when the Giants look to add Sandoval, Sanchez, Cahill, and Hamilton to the roster at some point. So my impression of this player pool, I mean, we knew all these players were in their system and non-roster invitees all along, but it's a group that can be formed to provide some pretty formidable platoons and also be able to take advantage of certain situations. Like Billy Hamilton, we all know that he can impact a game if utilized properly. If he's batting a bunch of times, then that's not an asset for you. But if he's being used for defense, if he's being used as a base runner extraordinaire, then that's going to work for you. And so that appears to be the plan. I mean, he's likely to make this roster, so we heard from Baggerly. And Darren Ruff crushes left-handed pitching like he really, really has in his major league career. I like some of their bullpen guys kind of under the radar. I like the use of Trevor Cahill probably in a bulk reliever situation. I like Tyler Anderson. You all know that. So this is the group for now, and it'll be interesting to see how they fill out the rest of this 60-man player pool. Will there be signings? Will there be trades? If not, what will be the maneuvers that they make to finalize this roster? So that's what we'll talk about more in the second half of the show. But first, I want to talk about rockauto.com. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $216.79 at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same auto parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. And now I want to talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is a delicious tasting protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And most importantly to me, it's great for the health conscious person. Built Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Exactly what you're looking for. The mint brownie bars have 15 grams of protein, just 110 calories, and 4 grams of sugar. Peanut butter brownie has 20 grams of protein, just 170 calories, and just 3 grams of sugar. I can't understand how they're able to make these bars taste like candy bars with such a low sugar content. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to talk more about the Giants releasing their player pool and also discuss one of the Giants' top prospects testing positive for COVID-19. So I guess that's actually a good place to start. Hunter Bishop has tested positive for COVID-19 and is quarantining in Arizona. Bishop was the Giants' first round pick, 10th overall in 2019. The first draft pick for the Giants under President of Baseball Operations Farhan Zaidi and his Director of Amateur Scouting, Michael Holmes. So we've heard from multiple sources, including Amy G, that Bishop is doing well and has only mild symptoms. She spoke with him and he said that he just lost his sense of taste for a few days, but has otherwise been fine, and he's quarantining in Arizona. So we wish him the best. It sounds like he's going to be all right, and look forward to hearing about his recovery. But looking at this Giants 60-man player pool, it is exciting to see like Marco Luciano's name on this list. Joey Bart is in there. Elliot Ramos is in there. It just confirms who the Giants think their top prospects are. But it's worth repeating that just because like Marco Luciano and Elliot Ramos and even Joey Bart are on this player pool doesn't necessarily mean they're going to play in the major leagues this season. Because a big reason to have those guys on there is just to continue their development at this secondary site, which is going to be in Sacramento. But kind of projecting the major league roster, which is going to start as a 30-man roster, but then it's going to be whittled down to 26 as the weeks go on. I think after a month, it'll be at 26. But I think they've got some guys who can make things tough on opponents. It's a pretty large outfield mix with several guys who can make an impact. I mean, I'm looking at Alex Dickerson, Billy Hamilton, Hunter Pence, Jalen Davis, Mike Yastrzemski. That's five outfielders right there, and all of those guys, I'd like to see them get a lot of at-bats. And then you've also got Steven Duggar, Austin Slater in the mix as well. In the infield, I think Darren Ruff as a DH, possibly as a right-handed platoon with Brandon Belt at times, is going to make an impact. And then you've also got Wilmer Flores, who can kind of make that same impact and move around the diamond a little bit. Yolmer Sanchez, excellent defensive player. Donovan Solano was really good for the Giants last year. I just kind of like their depth and versatility right now a lot more than I have in the past few years. Something very significant of note is that Buster Posey is the only 40-man catcher on this roster right now, but they've also got Joey Bart, Rob Brantley, and Tyler Heineman in the mix as non-roster invitees. So you're not going with one catcher into the season, so presumably for now it would be one of those three guys, and very likely not Joey Bart. So as it was in spring, expecting Rob Brantley or Tyler Heineman to make this team as it stands right now. Russell Martin is still out there as a free agent. I do think a left-handed hitter to complement Posey makes more sense. Russell Martin is right-handed, longtime veteran, good defensive player, good leadership qualities. Might make some sense for the Giants here as an unsigned player. And then on the pitching side, they've just got a ton of pitchers. And the Giants have been clear. Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi have both said, like, traditional roles are totally being thrown out the window here. That was probably going to be the case to an extent this season anyway under those two. But now with very limited time to ramp back up in summer camp, and with the fact that they've been off and not training as they normally would probably leading up to this, gone are the days of starting pitchers. I think we're going to see guys throw maybe three innings, guys who start games, and then you're going to have a reliever bridge the gap with another three innings, and then you're going to try to maybe go one by one through the next three innings. And you're just going to need a lot of pitchers. It'll start with 30 players on the roster, and I think it'll be, you know, you're going to carry 15 pitchers. I presume that's going to be the maximum allowed. But I definitely could see the Giants carrying 15 pitchers to start the season. As I've said before, I really like some of the guys that they picked up in the offseason as kind of value signings and guys who have upside. I think Kevin Gausman is going to be good, assuming he's healthy. I like Logan Webb. I think Tyler Rogers is one of the most underrated relievers in the game after what he did last year. Nobody knows about this guy, but he was incredible. And sure enough, Gabe Kapler mentioned Rogers as a possible closing candidate for the year. I also like what Drew Smyly brings to the table as a power lefty arm. And one of my favorite Giants pickups of the offseason was Tyler Anderson. So anyway, that's the roster as it stands now. Giants will start reporting to camp here this week, later in the week. And so we'll continue to provide all that coverage as this goes along. And it goes against the backdrop of a surge of coronavirus cases in the United States, including in California, including in the Bay Area. So it remains to be seen if all of this is going to go as planned. I have to think it's not going to go as planned, but we'll see if that ultimately affects the start of the season or not. I think we all just need to do our part to keep things at bay here. And as long as we do that, we probably will be able to have baseball. But collectively, if we don't follow the rules, there's a very good chance we could lose baseball and, you know, lose a lot more than that in the process. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show 3 days a week, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On MLB. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.